This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Of all of the American deaths that occurred at Pearl Harbor in 1941, September 11th, Vice President Kamala Harris says January 6th was just like that.
December 7th, 1941. September 11th. 2001, and January 6th, 2021.
It should be noted the only person shot and killed January 6th was an unarmed Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt. The shooter, a Capitol Police officer, will not face any charges. Heavy snow leads to a 75-vehicle pileup on Kentucky's I-75 overnight, as more than 100 million Americans coast-to-coast are under weather alerts from multiple winter storm systems. Out west, avalanches are expected in the Cascades, Olympics, and Mount Hood. In the east, the tri-state area of New York is getting heavy snow and is expected to last for most of the day. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After American school systems received hundreds of billions of dollars last year to ensure schools were safe for kids to get back into the classroom, many school districts that took the money are choosing to stay closed.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes once again after the district and teachers union failed to agree on whether to allow remote learning during a spike in COVID-19 cases. The Chicago Teachers Union voted to refuse to return to in-person classes after the winter break, taking issue with the COVID-19 guidelines and safety measures. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot called the CTU vote against in-person learning an unlawful unilateral strike. She said, "We are standing firm and we are going to fight to get our kids back to in-person learning, period." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There are no special cases. Rules are rules. People are welcome in Australia, but if you're not double vaccinated and you're not an Australian resident or citizen, well, you can't come.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. The number one tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, is spending one of his important religious holidays in an Australian detention hotel working on his challenge against deportation. George Christensen, a member of Australian Parliament, was on Fox News Thursday and explained why his government is taking such a hard stand.
When it emerged that he had some form of exemption to come into Australia, unvaccinated Australians exploded with rage because, they've had things taken away from them, just like in certain states of the U.S., they've had things taken away from them. They can't go to pubs, clubs, restaurants, cafes, bars. They can't even go to some shops at the moment in certain states of Australia. Some people who are unvaccinated have actually lost their jobs as a result of not being vaccinated and the government impositions. So, to have an exemption for Novak Djokovic sort of made it like, well, there's one rule for superstars, another for the rest of us. But actually knocking him back also sends a bad message because, it just rubs it in that, you know, you unvaccinated can't even come into this country, even though you're the number one tennis star in the world who's won the Australian Open something like 9 times.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now.
Well, Happy New Year, America. Hey, my prayer is that this will be your best year ever. Why not? But let's do those things that would be consistent in delivering said results. That's the way it works. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I guess another chapter for Taboo would be this January 6th insurrection, huh? We can't talk about
it. Yeah, I mean, the spin in terms of what happened on January 6th is getting pretty remarkable. I mean, I remember right after this happened, I disagreed with some of my friends on the right because they were downplaying it a little bit. And I said, no, this is a riot. I mean, you're going to see afterward, there are going to be a couple officers who end up dying as a result of fatalities. You need to put some of these guys in jail. And that for a while was a controversial position. And then I noticed the media moving really far and fast in the other direction. And I mean, yesterday I turned on CNN, which is always a mistake. But the first thing I saw, this is not a joke. I was watching television with my fiance, we were making breakfast, and I saw the cast of Hamilton. This is like 12:02 p.m.
Right.
Get up in the congressional rotunda and start singing about democracy. And I mean, I think that the taking of this from pretty standard political rioting. I mean, we saw the historic courthouse in Portland was under attack for 100 days. I believe 174 officers were hospitalized. Riots are very unfortunate. Rioters should be in jail. But taking this from that kind of political violence to this sort of nation-defining moment is almost unbelievable. I mean, when Lin-Manuel Miranda or whatever started singing, I mean, you realize how this is going to be spun for the next decade, maybe. I don't think they'll be able to keep it going longer than that when you look at Watergate, but pretty remarkable.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is, I mean, the hyperbole of it all, you know, as you say, I mean, some reporters, even to this day, insist that 5 people died during this insurrection, which I want to talk about that word insurrection in just a moment. But as they're titling it, you know, 5. Well, there was not 5. There was only 1, a female vet who was an innocent in a sense. I mean, she was going through a window, but she didn't have a gun. And she was shot and killed without warning by a Capitol Police officer, which up until recently, we didn't know who it was. And according to the way the rule of law works in the D.C. Capitol, they're their own country. They have their own rules. They can redefine due process to what fits their narrative. And this police officer, you know, now has since been identified. But still, it's like, wait a minute, you know, dare I say, Will, is that if that would have been a black woman, and let's just say, you know, that would even have been somebody from Black Lives Matter, and they were shot like this, oh my God, I mean, there would be so much damage. I mean, we would be talking more than $1 million worth of damage as opposed to billions of dollars that took place during the Summer of Love.
Yeah, I mean, so there are a couple of different points there. I mean, so the first one of the things that almost every one of my black or Hispanic buddies has asked is, what do you think would have happened if this had occurred in reverse, if a group of black or Mexican-American protesters had been involved in a violent brawl in front of the U.S. Capitol and had injured police officers? Wouldn't they just open fire from the rooftops? And I think the answer to that's something that sounds kind of commonsensical. It's something a lot of people might believe. But, I mean, I think we saw the answer to that the previous summer. I mean, a new, more liberal...
Exactly, at Lafayette Square. Right.
Probably nothing would have happened. Mm-hmm. You would have seen that same level of police violence where zero people or maybe one would have been killed. Police, by the way, restrained themselves admirably during some of this and the previous summer. But, I mean, one difference, I think, is that you would have seen a left-wing group of rioters who attacked, say, the White House to defend, how to be presented, the right of African Americans to the ballot or something like that, celebrated by probably half the country. So, I mean, I think if you take the exact same situation with Ashley Babbitt, and again, obviously you shouldn't be at a street brawl or at a riot, but if you take a young black woman, the same, you know, messy but interesting personal history, high IQ, military veteran, no weapon, They're charging cops. The cop shoots them in the head. No other officer had drawn their gun at that point. I think that would have become a much more controversial story. I think you would have seen sort of sympathetic profiles at the Nation and Essence and so on down the line of someone who is, quote unquote, just there for the cause and so on. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much my point there. Oh, one other thing. When you mentioned the death numbers, this is another point that left and right are going to fight about for a while, but that politicians who have an interest are going to, frankly, try to inflate. I mean, you saw part of the performance where the Hamilton guys are there was Nancy Pelosi listing the people who died, quote unquote, because of January 6th. And it turns out, although the violence against them was disgusting, no cops actually died there. Officer Sicknick died days later. So some type of allergic reaction. One of the officers she mentioned was a suicide. But I do want to say this as someone who's pro-police. One of them, Brian Evans, was a guy who was killed weeks later by a black dude as part of a different act of violence. So this is the guy who was hit by a Farrakhan supporter with an SUV. He was killed, and his partner, I believe, Oscar Demetrius, someone in the audience might correct me if that's wrong, but was hospitalized, I think, is crippled. So these were actually cops that were targeted by someone on the other side in a totally different sort of violent incident. And everyone's kind of getting lumped together as, you know, these are the targets of the insurrection or something like that. That was, again, pretty troubling.
Right. Well, if the Democrats could have had a way of counting those numbers into COVID, they probably would have done that as well. They've been manipulating these numbers nonstop. Yeah, right, exactly. Well, you know, and I want to talk to you about insurrection. You know, as a professor, words matter. And that is a very significant word, and what they're trying to charge, you know, President Trump with and others and labeling it as an insurrection. You know, I think they need to be careful here, because if the truth is to really come out, and they're doing everything they can to tap down the responsibility of the leader of the House, Nancy Pelosi, who was in charge of the Capitol Police, and clearly there was some malfeasance. There were warnings. There were, you know, things that were said in advance, and they chose not to respond to. Nancy Pelosi is where the buck should stop when it comes to the Capitol Police and defending the Capitol building. And nobody's talking about that. And if you bring out insurrection, well, if insurrection works in one direction, doesn't insurrection work in the other?
Well, I do think these are two somewhat different questions. I mean, I may go to the Army War College or apply to go in a couple of years, like that classic leadership school. I think you and I have talked about that on the air.
Right.
And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see this taught as sort of a leadership life lesson. You know, who was at fault? Pelosi is the overall commander, whatever the term is, the Capitol Police. Only 9% of them were on duty. I will say on the other side, you could obviously argue that Trump, who was watching this, should have, within 1 hour rather than three, said, you know, stop fighting, call for an end to this. So the leadership lesson there is an interesting one. I mean, yeah, obviously, to some extent, the person who's in charge of those forces is the primary leader should be handling this. But I think that the insurrectionary language and so on is almost a different question. And that gets back into the attempt to spin political rioting as the standard liberal take on this, if you read, say, Kathy Young's piece in The Atlantic, something like that, like way left of even the business right, is this was a coup and we almost lost our country. And it sounds like we might be going off the air in a second.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you what, let's pick it up when we come back. We got more from Dr. Wilfred Riley after this. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm convinced that this is going to be our best year ever. Then we must pursue the truth. We have got to reorient ourselves in these basics of truth. I mean, there's no question. Most of the country agrees we're on the wrong track. Like I say, good observation, okay? What does the right track look like? And how do we get there? if we're not going to agree on some basic principles. Dr. Wilfred Riley continues with us. He's the professor of political science at Kentucky State University and the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Will, as we were discussing in the first segment here, and especially toward the end, is the hyperbole of what happened on January the 6th is pretty extreme from those on the left to think that this was such a grave attack on democracy, how this has been framed and spun, and that it was an attempted coup. I don't see how that lines up. Maybe you can help me.
Sure. I mean, so first of all, I will say from a standard, and obviously, you know, I'm on the right myself, but I mean, from a standard political science perspective, this isn't a coup. If you Google coup, the definition that you'll see is something like an armed, well-organized attempt by a faction to take over the government. So like the first example that Webster's uses is a military coup. The only synonym is coup d'etat, which means coup from the army. So a coup has generally been a pretty specific thing. I mean, some ruthless general in Eastern Europe or Latin America is tired of the incompetent commie government, so he takes it out, takes over the buildings, gives a hell of a speech, there's a new government. That didn't happen. But there is a very specific argument here that people make. And again, like the dissident feminist Kathy Young wrote a famous piece about this pretty recently. You know, CNN has a piece, well, for whatever that's worth, has a piece called Timeline of the Coup. But the argument is sort of that Trump knew about or controlled the riot. And the riot was an attempt, and this is kind of this Rube Goldberg device. It's pretty complicated. But the riot was an attempt to pressure Mike Pence into opening a special session of Congress or the Senate, which would look at ways to review the election, which if you remember that Trump-Pence fight, which is why that one clown was yelling, mm-hmm. Pence, they had an argument about whether it would be possible for Pence to chair some kind of session that would throw the electoral vote back to state delegations because it claimed fraud. So this is pretty right. Technical, but the argument.
Well, and this was backed by 12. This was backed by 12 senators, including Ted Cruz, that were putting this into question, as you recall. Remember?
Yeah, the senators during the vote were stating things like their position was if there was question about electoral integrity, we should go to the secondary process. Now, again, you have to wonder about the partisanship of that, because if we'd gone back to the state delegation, the Republicans would have won by one state. But there was all this game playing going on at the time. But the argument is that Trump knew about the riot, and he thought the riot would scare, in particular, Pence. And Pence would work with these senators to call this special session where this revote would take place. And there's a lot there, which is why I say kind of Rube Goldbergish. Like, first, you have to assume that Trump planned the riot. Second, you have to assume that Trump and the rioters thought that this would have this effect on Pence. And I guess by that point, you're at like attempt, but you would also then, for this to be successful, have to assume that this session would be held and that everyone would vote the way the president wanted and that the Supreme Court wouldn't overturn this and so on down the line. So that's the claim, like we almost lost our democracy. And one kind of last sentence there, that also assumes that even if all that happened, that would be a coup. Like, if all that happened, that would happen way after the rioters were out of the building. And it would be basically a bunch of lawyers in a big room saying, okay, we think there's some fraud, so we're going to flip from the general election results to the state delegations. I mean, so you wouldn't have seen the army marching up the monument steps in any case. To me, this is just nonsense, and it was a big riot. But I tend to be a bluff guy. There are people that believe this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, well, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and everybody's forced to wear a tinfoil hat, you know, so this is unfortunately where we are right now, and sadly, we're, I don't know, some people are optimistic about this this J6 committee, this select committee, and it just seems to be, and I think this is probably gotten away from Liz Cheney and even Adam Kinzinger, the only two Republicans, which Liz Cheney is trying to say that she's the ranking member, which she was called on here recently by Mauling Hemingway, who said, she's not the ranking representative, because in order to be such, you have to be appointed by the leadership of the Republican Party, and she wasn't. She was appointed by by Nancy Pelosi. But that's a minor issue. But it's all part of the process, and it's all what has people confused in how the language is used. You know, going back to what I said earlier about the use of insurrection, that's a very powerful and insightful term that comes with all kinds of ramifications that opens the door to, well, if you don't agree with what they're saying, then you must be a domestic terrorist, because it all falls in line. I mean, they're using this, you know, against any conservative, any Republican. If you just say, well, you know what, I have my doubts about the election. I'm sorry. Because people will ask me, they go, do you believe it was legit? I say, I don't know. I don't know that it was. But, you know, I don't think anything is going to be done about it. All we can do at this point, a year down the road, is hope that the Republican Party and those that control elections do a better job at securing our elections so they're free and fair, and that we don't have the ballot stuffing that took place that is being evidenced by this latest video expose in Georgia, which now has Raffensperger, who was pretty much, you know, in the face of Donald Trump, saying, hey, look, it was a legit election here in Georgia. Everything went according to Hoyle, a couple of minor blips. But, you know, by and large, you know, this was a qualified process and we did a great job. And now he sees this video and says, well, maybe we do need to look into this. So, but it's not going to change. I mean, to your point, it's not going to change anything. We've got the president who we've got right now. And so now we've got to figure out how to deal with the Democratic leadership.
Yeah, I mean, so in terms of the core point there, yeah, but President Biden, like him or not, I'm not a huge fan, but he's not going anywhere. I do think one of the things you're going to see in terms of this side issue of election stability is kind of both parties using January 6th to argue for their sort of election law. Like, what the Democrats are going to say is, on January 6th, they tried to take our democracy. Now, don't let them snatch the ballot out of black grandmother's hand. So it's going to be linked into – basically, the Democratic argument is going to be that the things that called the COVID election into question for a lot of people, like unlimited absentee balloting, those should be implemented permanently. That's going to be kind of the core argument on the left. The argument on the right is going to be the reverse, like, you know, support advanced sex or not. Obviously, most people don't. There were a lot of legitimate questions about election security. We want ID at the polls or something like that. We'll see who wins. Probably the Republicans, because I think they're going to sweepingly retake the House in 22. But the first thing you mentioned with the January 6th commission, that is specifically not a traditional bipartisan commission like the 9/11 commission. And if you look at the membership, you'll see something like 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans. Mm-hmm. And that's specifically because the Republicans like Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan, so on, that were proposed by House leadership were rejected by the Democratic leadership of that committee. So normally on a committee of that size, you would see 7 Democrats and either 7 or 6 Republicans, probably mm-hmm. with a Democratic chair. So, no, I mean, there is an element of show trial to this. And to some extent, you can blame both parties. I mean, I think that it would be hard for some of the left-wing Democrats to work with a Republican they thought would have liked to see them get their ass kicked by a rider. Not that that's funny. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, you have to work that stuff out. Like, right now, they have a committee that has 2 Republican members. And I mean, one of them, obviously, is Liz Cheney, who's become very famous for saying, who's kind of the MSNBC Republican right now, who's become famous for saying, this is my last term. You know, I hate Trump. I'm going to go on the air and explain exactly what's wrong with the party. So probably not who the GOP would have picked.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, in both cases, both of them voted to impeach Trump. So this seems to be an extension, yet another impeachment trial, you know, of Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump is mostly dead, but they want him really dead, is what it seems to be. Dr. Wilford Riley. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Happy New Year, Dr. Riley.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Of all of the American deaths that occurred at Pearl Harbor in 1941, September 11th, Vice President Kamala Harris says January 6th was just like that.
December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. And January 6th, 2021.
It should be noted the only person shot and killed January 6th was an unarmed Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt. The shooter, a Capitol Police officer, will not face any charges. Heavy snow leads to a 75-vehicle pileup on Kentucky's I-75 overnight, as more than 100 million Americans coast-to-coast are under weather alerts from multiple winter storm systems. Out west, avalanches are expected in the Cascades, Olympics, and Mount Hood. In the east, the tri-state area of New York is getting heavy snow and is expected to last for most of the day. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, look, it's New Year's resolution time, right? And, you know, hype or not, the start of a new year always is a good time to instill a new habit or two that'll lead you to a healthier, more fulfilling day-to-day life, right? We've been saying on this show that why not 2022? Let's make it our best year ever. For many of us, staying on top of new habits doesn't come easy. Luckily, some experts say small changes can still have a big impact. And this is why we have the beauty and wellness expert Grace Gold back with us to share some simple yet effective tools that and must-haves to help you ring in this new year, keep it ringing, feeling your best self. Grace, welcome. Good to have you back with us. Happy New Year to you.
Hi, Bill. Thanks so much for having me again.
Well, let's talk about first steps, right? What's the first step that we should consider when shifting into this new year?
Yes. Well, Bill, I say let's make 2022 the year of convenience. So I recommend joining a wholesale club like BJ's Wholesale Club, where you get access to a one-stop shop, your groceries, everyday essentials, so much more. Now, I love that BJ's has convenient shopping options like ship to home, curbside, in-club pickup, even same-day delivery. They do groceries delivered in as little as 2 hours, which is so helpful with everything going on right now. And it's quick and easy, saves money with unbeatable prices. As a member myself for many years, I can tell you I love saving up to 25% off grocery store prices every day with BJ's.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing, too, I got to tell you, is for me, one of the things that I look at is produce. Is the produce fresh? Does it look like the right color it's supposed to look like, you know? And that's been my experience at BJ's, and that's what makes me feel comfortable personally when I've shopped there, is that the vegetables and everything are nice and fresh, and that gives you a sense of comfort as well if you're able to go inside and shop.
Absolutely. And the prices on the produce, fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's so nice to get that great price because it can get expensive at some of the grocery stores.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, let's talk your top beauty tip as we head into this new year. Unleash it on us.
Yes. Well, a healthy hair resolution can really help boost your confidence this year. And, you know, one way to get healthy, strong hair is to take a supplement. I really like Viviscal Hair Growth Supplement because it's formulated with Aminomar, which is a proprietary collagen complex, plus key vitamins, minerals to help achieve thicker hair. And the Viviscal Hair Growth Vitamins, they're unique in that they're clinically proven to nourish thinning hair, also reduce shedding and increase thickness in as little as 3 months. And I love that it's 100% drug-free. This can be used by every woman of every hair type. And, Bill, they've also got a version for men, so you can get in on this, too.
Exactly. Well, I like the idea that men are involved because, you know, men see their wives getting all, you know, gussied up in their skin. I made this resolution long ago. You know, I was seeing my wife putting all this nice smelling cream on her face and everything, and her skin was looking so good. And I'm going, hey, what about me? And so I agree. So thank you for sharing that tip as well. That, hey, what's good for the goose, good for the gander. And let's spread it out so that everybody can enjoy a healthier and more convenient new year in 2022. We're talking with Grace Gold. Grace is a beauty, wellness, and lifestyle expert who has appeared on Today, Good Morning America, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox affiliates. Is there any place you haven't appeared, Grace? I mean, you're all over. I mean, you're such a blessing. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I love getting around the country.
Well, it is. It's good fun, especially when you're out there sharing your expertise, and you're always learning, and you get these new tips, and you want to make things better for people, and you know you're a blessing, and we cannot thank you enough for you know sharing your insight because it goes a long way. I mean, because as we look into this coming year and we make our resolutions and say, look, we want things to be a little bit different. You know, we've had a rough couple years, and maybe the stress and you know fear of this pandemic has had its effect on our outer expression. And there are some things, some go-to things that we can do to make ourselves feel better. And when it comes to our outer beauty and our skin and our hair, boy, little things like that can make a big difference, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I've got a couple of health tips for you, too. You know, you're talking about this being a tough time for us to get through. And, you know, gut health, it's really, really important, especially this time of year, because stress, eating foods we don't typically eat during the holidays, traveling, some medications you take, it can change the balance of your gut microbiome. And I really like Align 24/7 Digestive Support because it fortifies your digestive system with that healthy bacteria 24/7 so you can maintain that healthy balance. It's developed by gastroenterologists. It helps soothe occasional bloating, gas, abdominal discomfort. I love how after just a month I saw how great that healthy gut can feel, and you can join the Align Healthy Gut team up, learn more, get a nice $2 coupon at AlignProbiotics.com. And my other tip, you know, before you jump into all these fitness and wellness goals in the new year, you want to make sure you're taking care of that body. So I keep Arnicare gel on me at all times. Now it helps relieve that muscle pain, stiffness, you know, the swelling for minor injuries, overexertion. I love that it reduces discoloration from bruises. And it's made with fresh Arnica plants, handpicked, responsibly sourced. I use it at the first sign of muscle pain. It quickly absorbs, so you don't have to worry about feeling sticky or greasy. And feel also great. You know, you get sore after shoveling. I'm here in snowy New York City today. Great for that as well.
Right. And getting back to exercise, I mean, you know, these are impedance when you get sore and you think, oh, gosh, you know, I'm just going to, you know, skip a day because I'm sore and that sort of thing. So this is why Arnicare is so important because it helps you get on top of that so that you can keep exercising because we know that if it's been a while, if you've been a bit sedentary and you decide, okay, this is the year and we're going to start to exercise, you're going to get a little bit sore, but work through it and take advantage of this great product, because this will help you deal with the soreness so you can stay on track, because you don't want to, as we find with habits, you want to keep them going for, is it still like 22, 28 days? If you keep repeating an action, then it becomes a habit, Grace? Is that still the axiom?
Yes. That is exactly right. And you know, you want to pace yourself. So don't throw yourself into, you know, a crazy regimen right away. And what I like about that Arnicare, the Arnica plant, it's actually a mountain daisy. It's a beautiful, holistic plant that is out there to help us with that soreness naturally. And that's also why I love it as well.
Well, that's good. So what do you got in your back pocket, or that we should have in our back pocket, when it comes to wellness?
Well, you know, something that I recommend, we're all getting very dry this time of year. So a tip that I always keep in mind is when you get out of the shower, when you moisturize, you don't want to do it on dry skin. You want to do it on damp skin. So within 1 minute of getting out of the shower, that moisture is going to absorb better. You think of like a kitchen sponge. If you try and wipe something up with a dry sponge, you're not going to get very far. But if that sponge is damp, it picks up the moisture. Your skin is the same way. So moisturize as soon as you get out of the shower or the bath this winter.
Mm-hmm. So for you, Grace, I mean, you approach every year, you know, probably pretty much like I do as well, is that, we want to make meaningful resolutions. I say in some regards, the shorter the better. It's okay when you first sit down, you say, okay, here's all these resolutions I want to make. But you need to narrow it down to those that you have a good chance at being successful with. And I always think that the first resolution you do is the one that you have maybe a 90%, even 100% chance of being successful, because one success begets another, doesn't it?
It's so true. And, you know, I just want to sleep a little more. So that's my first resolution. I think I'm going to hit that one.
Right. Well, I'm with you on it. I just resolved to let my body do what it says it needs to do. And, I have an alarm, but it's okay if, it, you know, I'm not going to be so structured about it that I'm going to lose sleep over it, you know, so to speak, because I think that's the number one issue. I think they did a survey and they asked people, it says, if you had an extra hour a day, what would you do with it? And the number one answer was sleep. You know, to your point. So we're sleep deprived. Anyway, a lot of great tips here, Grace. And as always, you've just been great to share them with us. I appreciate so much. So where can we go for more information?
Sure. You can go to d6news.com/newyearnewyou. And I always love chatting with you. I wish you and all your listeners a very happy, healthy new year.
Happy New Year, Grace Gold, the beauty and wellness expert. Thank you so much. You take care.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A little head bobbing music, just in case you were nodding off. You can at least nod off with a little bit of a beat. And if you nod off hard enough and hit that steering wheel, he'll wake you up. Get you back on the road. Be careful out there, okay? And keep it safe in 2022. Dr. Greg Smalley is back with us, the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family. Hey, Greg, Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much. Great to be on with you again.
Well, always enjoy our time together. Of course, after you and I talk, then our wives respectively go, what are you two knuckleheads up to now? What are you doing? Talking about stuff that you think you know what you're talking about. this is a disclaimer up front. This is from a male perspective, okay? We do try to hear our wives as we sometimes will say things and go, oh, well, you know, she might say something a little bit different, but, you know, sometimes that gets omitted. So forgive us up front, if you will, and we'll ask that grace will be extended to us because we want to talk about what's going on with marriages. After a steep drop in 2020, the number of marriages in the U.S. is set to explode in the coming years. One industry report expects 2022 to have 2.5 million nuptials, the most in nearly four decades. And you wonder, with all that's going on with COVID, how many of those will be virtual nuptials, Greg?
I know. And including one in the Smalley household. So my middle daughter, Murphy,
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wow.
As you were calling, I was finishing a text with my soon-to-be son-in-law. Based on what people say to him, I was just asking him, hey, as people have heard you're getting married, what do they say? And it's so sad. Well-meaning, mostly Christian people just say nutty things when they find out they're getting married. Like he was just telling me, a colleague at his work said, you know, boy, aren't you too young to be getting married? And he's like 25 years old. And it's just
that's what's happening. I mean, we know numbers wise, people aren't getting married. They're putting it off until their mid-30s.
Yeah.
So yeah, they probably see somebody 25 getting married. What are you thinking?
Because encouraging these couples to go.
Yeah,
that's great. Now prepare for a lifetime, not just for today.
Exactly, because guess what? If you're not married, maybe down the road you will be, and you want to hear a voice of encouragement and wisdom, because as we know, having had decades of this wonderful experience, it's not necessarily all roses and rainbows.
No, it's not. And I tell you, my favorite way to look at marriage is it's the grandest of all adventures. And when you think about adventures, it has the mountaintop experiences, the highs, but it also has the lows and the difficulties, but it's all there. And we should expect all of it, because people often then will say to these young couples, oh, man, you're going to have a tough first year, and oh, what have you done? It's almost like this poor, like my daughter and son-in-law are like, what have we done? Like, we just made a mistake. And so we just need to keep encouraging. Use that adventure analogy, because it's got all of it, and that's what's true about marriage.
Right. Well, the fact of the matter is that you will have those moments. It's a friend missionary shared this concept with me, and I've used this repeatedly because it has relevance in any job experience, marriage, relationship, and that sort of thing. He referred to it as the four R's. You may have heard about it. The first R is romance. Mm-hmm. You know, you first come together and, you know, you're engaged. It's all roses, rainbows. It's unicorns. It's all really good, right? And then what happens? You hit reality, especially in marriage. All of a sudden, you know, wow, his mother didn't teach him to put his clothes in the hamper. And they're on the floor. And you start thinking, and then you go to the bathroom to brush your teeth. And he squeezes the toothpaste in the middle of the tube, not in the end, the way your father has trained you, and that everybody in the Somali household knows that that's academic. And so all of a sudden you start feeling this sense, as a result of reality, this sense of rejection. Now, I'm told by psychologists that you will hit that stage of the next R. So you got romance, you got reality, and you will hit that third stage called rejection within 72 hours of your workplace, your relationship, that sort of thing. It is going to happen. And so what needs to occur is the fourth R, which is readjustment. And that's where a good manager, a good husband, good leader will see what's happening and say, honey, you're exactly right. I've tried to push the end of the toothpaste at the end. I've tried to do this. There's just something dysfunctional about me. I hope grace will reign and that I will try to remember, because I love you, to hit the end of the toothpaste. And I promise you, when it comes to picking up my clothes, I will pick up my, you shouldn't have to pick up my clothes, and I'm sorry. So then what happens? She's readjusted. She's back into romance, and you're at the top of the mountain again. But, that's what happens. It's cyclical. Those four R's that's with you till death do you part.
You need to have your wife listen to this, because see, this, you have so well represented marriage that she needs to hear this.
I'm not going to say. Yeah. The deal is that you know, what we want, and you and I have discussed this before, we want the very best for our wives. And it's not about anything else. It's this is who God has given us, and we're blessed to have her in our lives, and we want the very best for her.
Yep.
And this is our heart's cry. Now, are we perfect? Do we fall short? Yes, we're guilty of falling short. But, you know, hang in there, because, you know, as great as our wives are, they have their moments as well, and grace reigns, and it's a two-way street. And that's my counsel to your daughter and to your new son-in-law, that grace will reign, that they will trust God. I mean, this is an institution that God has instituted. So if it doesn't work, it's his fault. And but we have to follow his plan. You know, when it comes down to it. And like you said, it starts with the marriage vows that people, for some reason, because we take our words so for granted and we're just so casual. But we need to understand that words are meaningful. And especially when you are standing before God and witnesses and you're professing your undying love till death do you part, to your loved one, right?
That's right. And it's interesting how few people really know what they're agreeing to when they stand up at the altar and say those traditional wedding vows. I walked around focused on the family and just asked people, what is to take thee to be my wedded spouse? What is to have and to hold? And honestly, no one could come up with what those really mean. And a part of what I've been sharing with my daughter and future son-in-law is, you know, because they've asked me and his father to team up and do their wedding ceremony. And I'm like, but let's start there. What do these phrases really mean that you're going to recite, you know, in June?
Yeah, exactly. Did we get disconnected? Are you still with me?
No, I'm still there.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. No. You're exactly right. Is that and the thing is also, Greg, is that what a blessing to the witnesses. I mean, there's a reason there's witnesses there because we share in that vow with the people who are getting married, and we remember the vows that we took, and it reinforces it. But you know, it's a good question. So what did you deduce after all this? So what are you going to tell them? Go ahead.
Yeah, I love the first two phrases I think are so important. This idea of taking someone to be my wedded spouse, that all that's about is free will. In other words, what we're saying is that it's not that there's this magical one. There's not that God predestined this person. He's chosen who you're going to marry. He's given us free will. And you're standing up there reciting that, saying, I'm making this choice. So I'm responsible for this choice. I'm responsible ultimately for the state of this marriage. And I love how the wedding vows begin with saying, I acknowledge that this is my free will, my free choice, and thus I'll be responsible. The other one that I think people struggle with is to have and to hold. And when you really dig into what that means, in essence, to have, the verb, means that really knowing this person at the deepest, most intimate level fully, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all of who they are. I'm saying I want to have, in other words, I want to know you completely and pursue knowing you completely. And then the verb to hold means that you are kind of watching over, tending to this relationship, to this person, kind of like a gardener would, you know, over this garden, that you're going to regularly do things to invest. And that's what I love about these vows, is that they're just so rich. And I keep encouraging these couples, even if you're married, you know, and you've been married for a long time, go back and really review what it is that you said, and make that new and fresh in your life, and talk about what does this look like. What a great thing to do here at the first part of the new year. Maybe that's a part of your goal this year. We're going to review those and see, well, how do they still apply? How will we apply them in a fresh way for this coming year?
Exactly. And also to clarify, what does it mean? Because sometimes people say, well, you know, life is dynamic, understandings change, that sort of thing. Did having and holding, has that differentiated the meaning of that change since that since our wedding day?
Right.
Quite enlightening. Wow. What a project and a blessing for 2022, Dr. Greg Smalley. You're awesome.
Well, I've written this up as an article, so come to focusonthefamily.com. Just search wedding vows, and you'll find it. And that'll then print that off and talk it through with your spouse.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.